Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of
Scary
to
the
Max. My name is Glenn, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host and son,
Max.
Max, how are you this evening?
Good, and we have a very important thing to announce.
Ooh, we do have a very important thing to announce. Go ahead, buddy. Why don't you take it away?
So, we are going to Monster Mania very soon, and we will be doing a fan giveaway for hologram stickers. So, this is how you get in it. Number one, make sure you've at least watched one of our videos, the fully at least, or halfway. Two, make sure you go to Monster Mania.
That's a good steps one and two there. And obviously, make sure that you're subscribed anywhere you can listen to Scary to the Max.
Yeah.
Now, normally when we start off the show, we do a I Scream, You Stream. But because we're starting to get pretty close to Monster Mania, I thought I might use this part of the show to talk a little bit about Monster Mania and, like, us being there and kind of just, like, you know, what to expect for people who maybe haven't been before. And also, this is going to be your first Monster Mania, isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to Monster Mania, just like Max said. This is Monster Mania 56. It is from October 13th to the 15th. So Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to be in school on Friday the 13th, but we're going to be there on October the 14th. And just like Max said, we are going to be giving away some Scary to the Max hologram stickers. They look super cool. Yeah. My good friend Undead Media on Whatnot made them for us. They look awesome. If you see us in the con, please come over, say hello. We will hook you up with a sticker. We're going to have a good amount. There's usually like a sticker table too, so we'll make sure we leave some there so people can grab it too.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, this is Monster Mania 56. It's over in Hunt Valley, Maryland. So it's going to be a couple, maybe like an hour and a half drive for us. You're going to be all right to do that? Yeah, you think so?
Yep.
Awesome. There are some good guests over here at Monster Mania. There is Elijah Wood from, of course, The Lord of the Rings, a movie called The Faculty about a spooky school, and also The Good Son. You have Thomas Jane. He plays the Punisher. You have Corey Feldman. He plays the kid in Gremlins. He's also in a bunch of other movies like Stand By Me and The Goonies. He is in Friday the 13th.
Cool.
Yep. There's a lot of different actors and actresses coming to Monster Mania. Now, you haven't really seen too much of these spooky movies, but you are excited to still go. There's a bunch of people who have, in fact, played Jason, including CJ Graham, Ken Kurzinger, and also Warrington Gillette. He was Jason in part two. So a good amount of people coming to Monster Mania. Now, you haven't seen too many of these spooky movies, but you have seen some. So I'm curious about what, Max, that you're looking to find at your first horror convention.
Yeah, I'm mostly looking forward to trying to find Jason there or maybe like a cool souvenir to bring home.
Awesome. Any particular type of souvenirs that you might be looking for?
I don't really know yet. Maybe a hoodie because, yep, I love hoodies.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because they actually just made a new Monster Mania hoodie. It's going to be the first time that it is available.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to see if I can pull it up because I was looking at it too. And I was like, man, that does look pretty, pretty cool. So let me take a look here and we'll see if we can pull it up. But Monster Mania always has t-shirts and all types of different merch, you know, related to the con, which is super awesome. And if you really are into Monster Mania, my good friend Rob, you know Rob, right?
Yeah, we know Rob.
Rob and I do a whole Monster Mania podcast called It Came From Cherry Hill, and it really talks all about just Monster Mania, specifically at Cherry Hill, although we do go to the Oaks convention too. And we don't normally go to Maryland, but I thought you might like to come this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. Monster Mania zip-up hoodie. It is $55.
Wow, that's a lot of cash.
So it's a little expensive, but we're going to see if they have a kid's size.
Yeah.
So they have size small, so I don't know if that's going to be... That's adult small, so it might be too big for you.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a look and see what other Monster Mania type stuff they have. I bet you they might have some things that might work out for you. Yeah. So Monster Mania 56, and this is actually going to be around maybe a couple weeks before Five Nights at Freddy's comes out. Because Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie, comes out on October 27th. And what's cool about that is it's going to be out both in theaters and it's going to be out streaming on Peacock. So you'll be able to watch it a couple different ways.
And you'll be able to watch us talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
we're definitely doing that.
Definitely going to be talking about that. So there might be some, I'm hoping there might be some Five Nights at Freddy's stuff at Monster Mania that you might be interested in. Do you think?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's hope there is.
I know. I'm crossing my fingers for you, bud.
Amazon.
Oh, so you know what's next. We're going to be going into Shop Smart.
Yep.
It took me a minute too. Don't worry about it. So the very first thing that we're going to look at here on Shop Smart. Oh, you know what? Before we talk about what these are, why don't you tell me what Shop Smart is?
Amazon.
No, it's usually on Amazon. Yeah, but what is Shop Smart all about?
We show you guys all spooky toys.
Absolutely. We go over to look for different spooky merchandise, and because Max and I both like toys, it usually ends up being that. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about here are the Halloween wind-up toys for children. This is a whole collection of them. You get what looks to be 18 different wind-up toys.
Ooh,
now, have you ever played with any of these before, Max?
No, but I have played with kind of a wind-up toy before at Speech.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Pretty sure.
Did they look like these? Because these are the ones that have the feet that kind of like move, like they almost like scoot on the ground. They go back and forth, and they've got this little tiny like circle thing you got to twist.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I got to say, they give you a lot of different ones. You've got a few different pumpkins. What is that? What do you think that is?
A witch?
Yeah, a witch. Then you got, who's that?
A vampire?
Yeah, a sad vampire. Yeah, like a sad vampire, and then also a happy vampire. You got a zombie. What is that?
A happy mummy.
Yep, a happy mummy. A few eyeballs, a couple of different ghosts, some cool teeth. You get a lot of them for $14.39. I never really have any good luck with any of these wind-up toys. I feel like they always break. What do you think? Would you take the chance on them?
Maybe.
It's a pretty good deal.
Guys, I have another important announcement.
Oh, go ahead.
I released a new song called Kangaroo.
That's right. On what app is that?
I forget
the name. All right, well, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll put a link to it or something like that. Now, this is the LAGHTIN, Latin six-pack horror set. Now, these are the Five Nights at Freddy's figures. Now, you don't have these, but you have ones that are like them.
Yep.
Yes. And what do these have in common with the ones that you have?
Oh, what?
They have that light that when you press a button in their back, they light up, which is pretty cool because Five Nights at Freddy's are what? What are those things?
Animatronics.
Good word. Animatronics. So it's cool that they light up, but they're also kind of attached with these joints.
Hey, I know what you were going to say. Animal robots.
Yeah, I guess not. They've got these attachments here, like these joints, and they kind of, it's neat because they move around a lot, but what's the problem with these?
The body parts come off fairly easily and they get lost a lot.
1000%. I think these figures look cool because here you get six of them for $24, but they have the same problem that the official ones have because they have the same type of joints where they just fall apart. So, I mean, I feel like if you're going to buy them, if you need to have them, I feel like you almost buy the unofficial one because the joints on the official ones fall apart so easy. It's a real shame because Five Nights at Freddy's is super cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the movie coming out, there's going to be a whole bunch of Five Nights at Freddy's stuff probably to pick from pretty soon.
Hopefully there's some, action figures that don't have these really bad joints.
I completely agree. And then I saved what I think is the best for last.
Oh, yeah. We need that for our cat, Fritz. Fritz needs that.
This is pretty cool, right? So this is the, they call this the Funny Plush Squeaky Dog Toy, Halloween 9-in-1 stuffed chew toy for small and medium dogs. Now,
we have
this,
a cat, though.
I know, right? Now, I don't even really see how this is like a pet toy. Look at this dog.
Oh, God.
I don't really see how this is a pet toy. What is this? What is this toy? Describe it to the people.
Mummy with many organs inside of it.
That's right. And how do you get to the organs?
You do surgery on the mummy.
Pretty much. Or you can just do what instead?
Zip it up.
That's right. He's got a zipper that you unzip his body, and inside are all of his organs that come out. He's got a brain, a heart. He's got lungs, stomach. I think he has a liver. He's got a bone in there. It's pretty cool. Yeah. If you have, I could see how it's like, I could see how maybe a dog would want to play with like the plush part of it. It does look like it does squeak. But it all, I could also see, like, you know, like, I could see this being, like, a kid's toy, right? Like, it is cool.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to play with that. Not gonna lie, I like those cat things that pop out. I like to play with that a lot with my cats.
Yeah, and this thing looks pretty...
Oh, look, Jason!
Yeah, what's weird, too, and I was gonna talk about these, is that Warner Brothers actually has, like the these are official toys for your pet. But they're all horror. I'll put this on here as well. And it's from actual Warner Brothers, and they do squeak. And they have a Jason, there's a Chucky, there is a Pennywise, there's a Beetlejuice,
there's
a Regan from The Exorcist. It's kind of crazy.
There's a Gremlin.
There's a Gremlin. Like, I don't understand why they decided to make a whole bunch of horror toys for...
dogs?
Freddy Krueger, Annabelle. Like, I don't know why they decided to make all of these.
Speaking of Freddy Krueger, we have the Freddy Krueger Santa in our front yard for Halloween.
That's right. We actually did put up all of our Halloween decorations.
We literally just got a normal Santa and found a Freddy Krueger mask and just slapped it on.
Yep, that's exactly what we did. And we call him Freddy Santa. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Halloween.
Yeah,
obviously,
me too.
Right?
Yeah.
And we are going to be talking about, for this week on our main feature here, we're going to be talking about a TV show over on...
Vamporina.
Called Vamporina over on Disney+.
Plus. Jinx!
You jinxed me. I had to be quiet. Let's take a look at the preview.
Everyone ready?
Disney Junior presents a brand new series.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, Vampirina.
Meet V.
I'm V from Transylvania.
And her family.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Papa. Hi, Demi. Hi, Gregoria.
Whoopi. Say hi.
He's so cute.
This new girl.
Here goes nothing.
Is learning about life in a new neighborhood.
I want to fit in with the other kids and do things the human way.
Well, okay. Maybe her life is a little batty.
Oh, no.
Not a case of the baddies.
Oof. That is bad.
But she always finds a way.
Let's show the whole human world how lovable you are.
To have a cool time.
You bet your bat tails I do.
It's a full moon party. Let's get it started.
You're gonna love.
She's quirky. And different. But most of all, she's our V.
This new fantastic friend.
I'm proud of who I am.
Vampirina premieres Sunday morning, October 1st at 11 on Disney Junior and on demand.
I'm so excited!
Vampirina. We were normal vampires in Transylvania, like the other monsters on every block.
All right, and you're a big fan of Vampirina, is that right, Max?
Yep.
Yeah, we can watch it over on Disney Plus, and I like it as well, but a lot of people might not be really familiar with what Vampirina is. So could you give us like a little bit of a summary? Mm-hmm. Just tell me a little bit about it. Don't even worry about, like, it's fine.
So it is a TV show for children.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this vampire that moves to Pennsylvania.
Oh, very good.
And she makes friends with humans. It's pretty good. It's a nice show.
It is pretty good. She does move to Pennsylvania.
Fun fact, I'm literally going to watch Vampirina after this.
Ah, see, that's smart. Now she moves to Pennsylvania. Do you remember where she moves from?
Transylvania
to Pennsylvania. And they live in a house. And in order to make money, do you know what her parents do?
The Scarebnb,
kind of like Airbnb. Do you know what a B&B is?
No.
It is a bed and you eat it in the morning.
Breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. That's right. You know what's funny is that even though the Vampirina and her family have the Scarebnb, they don't really have that many guests. Right? Yeah. Like, there are a few episodes where they do have some guests, and it's usually, like, a main part of the show. But for the most part, they don't really have that many guests. The show really isn't about the guests that come to the Scarebnb. Yeah, it's really more about Vampirina and
Poppy and Bridget, which are all human friends.
Yep. And it's really about them and Poppy making friends. Poppy. Vampirina making friends, in the human world. And, her, like, being a vampire. And she does have a neighbor who is kind of trying to figure some stuff out about her.
Anna Peopleson, I'm pretty sure.
Ah, that's it, right
and
there.
And then Eggle is the one that's always trying to film a weekly weirdness, which is exactly like what we do.
Yeah, he's always trying to figure out, he knows that something is going on with Vampirina. Yeah. He lives next door. Who's his sister?
Poppy.
Poppy, that's right. And Poppy is friends with Vampirina, and he knows that something is going on over at the Hauntleys. Her last name is Hauntley. But it's a pretty cool show, and I think pretty much like any kid can watch it.
Yeah.
The show originally went from 2017 to 2021. There are no new episodes of Vampirina. I know, but you still got plenty to watch. But there are a few different celebrities in this. You got Wanda Sykes. You got James Vanderbeek, Lauren Graham. So there are a lot of people who, you will recognize if you're an adult. And it is a pretty fun show. And what's interesting is that it is Disney Plus. So I think you can actually see Vampirina stuff at Disney World, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm sure about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Next time we go over to Disney World, we'll have to take a look for Vampirina. Now, this is, like I said, this is on Disney Plus along with Bluey. What do you think's better? Vampirina or Bluey?
Vampirina,
you think. And my question, now I know you might know the answer to this, so I'm going to ask you.
What?
Vampirina goes out every day. How come she can go out in the daytime and not burn?
I'm going to give you some information.
I'm ready. Go
ahead. So, for some reason, the only time the sun actually affects them is when they're worried or talking about it.
So otherwise, it doesn't seem to bother them.
Okay, guys, we just found out the answer. And it is, she has very intense sunblock.
There is one episode where Vampirina goes to the beach, and it's a big thing to make sure that they have the special sunblock. But what's weird is that it's not until season 2 that they talk about that. So they really kind of don't really pay attention to the fact, I guess, that she's going out in the daytime. But there are sometimes also where, like, she can see her reflection in a mirror, which vampires aren't supposed to do. It kind of reminds me of the Count on Sesame Street, where though he's like a vampire, people are just like, okay, and the Count can go out, and I don't know, it's kind of weird, but you just have to roll with it. It's just a fun show. So Max, I gotta ask you, is Vampirina scary to the max?
No, not a scary show.
And you would recommend it?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, my man, thank you for checking out Vampirina with me. I definitely learned a little bit about it. Hadn't watched too many episodes before, but I feel like now I'm going to hear the theme song in my nightmares. So that's good. Speaking of nightmares and spooky things, make sure you look out for us at Monster Mania so you can get yourself one of those really, really cool hologram stickers. We will be there on October the 14th. And we will see you next time right here on Scary
to
the
Max.